Whenever we look into a beautiful tree, one of the most essential part of a tree is roots. A tree has three aspects to it essentially. One is root, second one is trunk, and third one is crown of the tree. When we talk about roots, a healthy tree has healthy roots. When the roots are deeper and stronger, the tree stands strong in storms and cyclones. You know one thing? The roots are not seen to our eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, those roots are compared to our spirituality. Please don't misunderstand the term spirituality. It does not mean only going to temples or doing pujas. Our achievements, our gadgets, success, charisma are seen to people. But what not seen is our roots, our spiritual development. And therefore, I always say, if we do not work on what is unseen, then it is very difficult to sustain. We also need to look at the roots. Unseen roots need to be strengthened so that trees are strong. The second aspect, which is trunk of the tree. The trunk of the tree is a physical and our emotional well-being. That's the trunk. And the trunk can stand and strong and stable only if the roots are deeper and strong. If the roots are not deep and strong, the trunk is shaky and unbalanced. Thunders and cyclones can shake it. I will tell you a small story which related to emotions, which changed me a lot. I remember very well my friend who left the hometown and went for the higher studies. 2 years back, received a phone call from his mom in the morning, and she was crying on the phone. I guess something wrong has happened. His father has passed away from lung disease and he went for cremation. His father's body was lying on stage. Few of family and couple of relatives were there. They started talking about his father. And the one member who is the leader of his own community, which he was belonged to, spoke a few words about his father. And he said, "This man would have lived longer, but because of this man's death is his son. He called my friend as a killer of his own father. Did you hear that? Could there be any insult worse than that?" That night, when he went to his mom's house after many years of higher studies, those words rang in ears repeatedly in loop. And that was killer of his own father. His mind was restless. His emotional state was being disturbed. And when your emotional state is being disturbed, you can't sleep. You can't get anything. There I remember something which is said by William Black. The mind can be make hell out of heaven or heaven out of hell. That night, I remember one more statement. Do not give the remote control of your emotion to someone else. That man, by what he was saying, was pressing a button on the remote control and making him feel very bad. If I depend on you to say that your talk was great and feel good, and if I depend on you to say that my talk was bad and I feel bad, it means I have given remote control to you. I feel good because you make me feel good. I feel bad because you make me feel bad. And that's how the shallow of life is. And when you don't give guts to take and control your emotions on your own hand, that's what will happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to learn how to take control of our own feelings in your own hands. I will not allow any damn person to make me feel good or to make me feel bad. Whatever he says, don't make any change. Ladies and gentlemen, The trunk is our physical and emotional stability. And the last one is crown. The crown is the contribution to old. The crown is where fruits, leaves and flowers come. And the fruits, leaves, flowers are for others, not for you. The shade that comes from crown of a tree gives for others, not for you. I'm saying this because people say that life is like ice cream. You should enjoy it before it melts. I say life is like a candle. You should bring light to others before it melts. But ice cream melt and candle melt. But ideology behind ice cream is selfishness. And ideology behind candle is self-contribution. And each of us in our own way must learn how to contribute like a crown of a tree.